It's 6:47. Good morning. Let's see what's happening in our morning sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. LaMarcus Aldridge poured in 30 points, pulled down 8 rebounds, and the Trailblazers beat the Thunder 103-93 last night. A game you heard right here on KBND. Aldridge says they focused on getting to the rim, and it paid off with 36 free throws.
We knew that they was on a back-to-back, and, you know, we wanted to try to force the issue going to the basket. You know, I felt good early, so I was trying to force the issue going to the basket. And I think, you know, they had, you know, a tired legs and that.
Wesley Matthews added 16 points and 6 boards for the Blazers, who moved to 4-1 and into a first-place tie with Oklahoma City in the Northwest Division. Blazers also out-rebounded the Thunder 46-40. Other winners in the NBA yesterday were Cleveland, Chicago, Memphis, Utah, and the Lakers. Portland takes on the Lakers tomorrow night. College football. Brendan Gibbons booted a 37-yard field goal in overtime to give Michigan a 23-20 win over Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. It was Gibbons' third field goal of the game. Denard Robinson, 117 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game. Wolverines finished the year 11-2. Tech kicker Justin Meyer, by the way, 4-for-5 on field goals, but missed in OT from 37 yards out. VT finishes 11-3. Meantime, Boise State has rewarded its head coach despite falling short of a BCS Bowl appearance this season. Not their fault, I tell you. The Idaho Statesman reports Chris Peterson has agreed to a new 5-year contract. It will pay him upwards of $2 million per year. Peterson has gone 73-6 in 6 seasons with the Broncos. Well, the Ducks are back in Eugene with a Rose Bowl trophy. Fans greeted players and coaches when they landed yesterday evening after the team beat the Wisconsin Badgers 45-38, winning the Rose Bowl for the first time in 95 years. No plans have been announced yet for a parade or a celebration to honor the team, and Duck fans are stocking up on their Rose Bowl championship gear. Judith Hinneman tells Portland's KPTV television that she checked with Fred Meyer in Beaverton 3 times before she found what she was looking for. Other fans have been ordering memorabilia from the Oregon Athletics website at goducks.com, and there is, of course, the Duck Store in the Old Mill District. Big thanks to them for being one of the supporters of our game day events at the D&D all season long. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.